Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as I mentioned earlier, our Wednesday Lenten theme has been a Lent to remember. And we've been talking a lot about that word, remember, over these past number of weeks. And if you don't take anything else away from this series, I hope you'll always remember that when the Bible says God remembered, it wasn't because he had forgotten something. When it says God remembered, it means that he is about to take action. And the prayers of the people of the Old Testament actually reflect this as well. When they asked God to remember them, they were appealing to him to take some kind of action on their behalf. God wanted and wants his people, you and I included, to know why we can confidently pray this way. Psalm 106 is a beautiful example of how he taught his people to keep this foremost in their minds. Psalm 136 consists of 26 verses, and the second half of every verse is, "For his steadfast love endures forever." The people could trust them, we can trust him, because his love is steadfast. It's unwavering, persistent, reliable. The first part of each verse from that psalm covers everything from the creation of the world to the exodus from Egypt to victory over enemies to the giving of daily bread. But the second half is always the same. And the people were to commit it to memory and trust that it was the one sure thing that they could rely on, for his steadfast love endures forever. In Psalm 98, we read, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and the faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." You see, God remembers his steadfast love so that the whole earth we'll see the salvation that he brings. Now that word translated steadfast love, it is just one word, even though we put it into two. But that word is chesed. It's like the word remember. And it's packed with meaning. It's used 248 times in the Old Testament. And most times it's translated steadfast love, like in Psalm 136, but it can also be translated mercy, or kindness, or loving kindness, or goodness. As with so many words in Hebrew or Greek, there's so much meaning packed into chesed that we can't really find just one English word to express it all. And since this word carries so much meaning, some Bibles always use steadfast love when they speak of it as being from God to his people. They use other words when it's from people to God or from one person to another when that chesed is used. For instance, this word describes the love between one person and another in the book of Ruth. Naomi blesses her two widowed daughters-in-law saying, "May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me." Sadly, the positive use of the word chesed is described to describe the love of someone other than God is rather rare. Because human love is often less than steadfast. More common are verses like these: "Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man, who can find?" Or, "All flesh is like grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field." That beauty is the same word, chesed. So it makes me wonder, people say that they may have chesed, but who can find a person whose love is steadfast like the Lord? None. Man's chesed is here one day and gone another. like the flowers and the grass. We see that over and over again in the Bible. It's particularly in the Old Testament. The people forgot God's love, and in forgetting, they didn't see the salvation that God had always intended. And here's how Jeremiah kind of tracks that. He says, I have forgotten what happiness is. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. Because wormwood and gall are extremely bitter, Jeremiah says that they remind him of the bitterness of sin. Now that sounds really depressing. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing because the kingdom of God works differently than the kingdom of this world. You see, that bitterness becomes the key to turning things around as it leads us to repentance, causes us to turn away from sin and fix our eyes on God and his steadfast love for us. That's what Jeremiah does. God's steadfast love causes him to remember. Sin was bitter, but Jeremiah knew something sweeter, something steadfast, something that would never change. And so remembering sin and its bitterness, he turns to the love of God. God's love doesn't stop. So in the very next verse, Jeremiah declares this. He says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." And what is it that Jeremiah calls to mind? What is it that Jeremiah remembers? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God's steadfast love enables his people to turn to him because they remember and cling to who he says he is. He is the God who remembers his steadfast love. He is the God who forgives so that the whole world may see his salvation. Now, the importance of love can hardly be overstated. I Googled love. Here are the first three descriptions that came up. An intense feeling of deep affection. A great interest and pleasure in something. Or, as a verb, to feel a deep romantic and sexual attachment to someone. What do all three of those focus on, besides love? An intense feeling, a great interest, pleasure, to feel. They're focused on emotions. Now, there's no doubt that the emotion of love can be a wonderful thing. In fact, an important thing. But emotions aren't what you'd call steadfast. They come and go. Just ask any parent of a teenager. So that's what the dictionary says about love. But what does Jesus say about it? Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Love as an emotion is great. In fact, love needs to be emotional. But even more than that, love must be an action. Love is to be sacrificial. Love is to put others before oneself. It may be a soldier jumping on a grenade to save its buddies. It may be a person pushing someone out of the way of a speeding car or rushing into a burning building to save another. And those things are certainly heroic and loving, but those things are also rather rare. So what's more important, and in some ways harder, are the everyday sacrifices. Like a spouse yielding, setting aside their own interests, desires, and wants for the other. See, being willing to sacrifice like that, again and again provides the place where a deeper love can blossom and grow. Anyone who has had the privilege of experiencing this kind of love from another understands what I'm saying. But even the most committed of us can't do this all the time. Our self-centered, sinful nature is much too strong. And that's why God causes us to remember His love. Remember the love Jesus demonstrated. A love that is both deeply emotional and completely sacrificial. Next week is Holy Week. In our Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday services, we will walk with Jesus through the events that he experienced almost 2,000 years ago. And as the recalling, well, see, there's that remember word again, right? As the recalling of the things that happened to Jesus in his suffering, death and resurrection is read again, we'll hear these words. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved to the end of his life. And he loved to the ends of the earth. He loved all generations. See, that's steadfast love. No one is excluded. The word in Greek that probably comes closest to the word chesed is the word charis. That word's translated grace. Another word packed with a lot of meaning. Grace is undeserved, a pure gift. And God's grace, like love, endures forever. By grace, you're able to believe the salvation that God has won for you, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. You know, it may be hard to translate some words in the Bible with just one word, but I think we know steadfast love when we see it. In Lent, we see Christ's love more clearly than in any other season. We see Christ's love hanging on a cross to the end until he declares it is finished. That's steadfast love. That's an unwavering, persistent, and reliable love. And that's the love of the God who is called a friend of sinners. People like you and me. That's a sweet love that you can trust, hold on to, cling to when life is bitter. What we had a hard time putting into words, God put into action for us. While we were yet sinners. Amen.